34 past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a straw, and he's snorting up lines of sin.
Oh, good for God. Good for God.
Rub it on your teeth.
Oh, you got it, buddy. Get a number going. Let's talk about Bush's budget cuts, my friend.
Budget adjustments. Right now, America's like a suit with the sleeves going down past the knuckles. President Bush is just going to shorten that Navy budget blazer to fit us. That's all. Then we can wear it proudly to the dance at the country club like without looking like some raggedy immigrant working three jobs.
All right. Look, I'll just list off some of the things Bush is cutting from this budget, and you tell me why.
All right.
Okay? All right. First, college loans. Tell me how cutting college helps us.
All right, Mark. College is fine. If you're trying to produce a mass audience for All Things Considered,
all right.
College is fine if you're trying to make people believe that man evolved from monkey.
Yes.
College is fine if you're trying to turn innocent kids into scheming homosexual rent boys and skin-tight latex go-go shorts.
What?
You know what the only really useful college is, Mark?
What's that?
Clown college. Their crazy antics make the world smile. How do they all fit inside that little car?
Okay.
How do they do that?
Look, speaking of clowns, Lawton, why would Bush cut education programs that help poor children? What about that one?
Okay, now that's just compassion, Mark. You educate poor kids, and they start to think they can rise above their God-given station in life.
False hope
is cruel, Mark. And,
awful.
And cruelty is not what President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush is all about.
Oh,
I mean, now, maybe you don't need a battalion of minimum wage workers to handle all of life's little chores for you, but I sure do. My lawn doesn't mow itself. I'm just saying that.
And your food doesn't harvest itself either. Why is Bush cutting farm subsidies? How about that?
Mark, that one's just a little tough love initiative. You know, nobody has a cushier life than a farmer.
What are you kidding?
Everyone knows that.
Oh my God.
If things start going too well, farmers get soft and lazy and they lay around. Believe me, those folks appreciate it when someone heaps a little hardship
on them from time to time.
They need structure.
All right, okay. All right, listen to me.
You're wrong.
I saved the worst for last year, Lawton. Bush's new budget is taking huge chunks out of veterans' health care benefits and Medicaid.
That's just appalling.
If someone doesn't take care of sick veterans and poor people, you know what will happen to them, don't you? They'll
die, Mark. They'll die. Oh. Well, sure they will. They'll flop around like catfish on a riverbank.
And that's okay with you?
All right, Mark, what happens after those folks die? They get to see Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Now, which would you rather do? Eat pie in the sky at the Lord's glorious mansion? Or hang around down here all sick and ugly, making folks depressed.
Oh.
There's no choice. We're just helping the Lord do his work. And anybody, whoever said everybody's got to live to be 70?
70?
Who made that rule?
Come on, but you're disgusting.
Who made that rule?
You're disgusting. They're cutting everything. You have no compassion whatsoever. I mean, zero. Funding for Amtrak? Amtrak. What is that? You're awful. Awful. What's wrong with you? What happened?
I love trains.
Oh, my God.
Daddy gave me one for Christmas when I was eight. There was a little water tower.
Oh, God.
Stuck there in a little
bridge.
And when it went around the circle, it went,
sad.
Good morning, America. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Don't you know I'm your native?
Oh, let it out, buddy. Oh, I see. You got me again. Let it out. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
You know, next he needs to take the budget act to PBS.
Oh, no.
Why are my hard-earned tax dollars going to pay for bunnies to visit lesbians? Tell me that.
What are you talking about?
Lesbians or rabbits?
I'll buy one.
I don't get it.
Buy one.
I don't get it.
Bye.
God love you.
All right.
Deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I always fall for that guy's crying. What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a liberal problem I have there.